Cool. Well, the first thing I want you to do is I want to you two guys acknowledge yourselves for taking the time to be on the call. I know I am always incredibly grateful for you guys taking an hour out of your time and, you know, stopping in to see what we're talking about and check out the money game and see what we're working all the time. So, number one, acknowledge yourself for taking that time and know that I really appreciate you being here, too. My name is Elizabeth Donati, and for those of you that don't know me, I created a program a long time ago called The Money Camp. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in a minute. But the reason that you're on the call tonight is because you want to hear about our new program, which is called The Money Game. And so I'm just going to kind of dive right in and let you know what's going on. You obviously are on the call because you either were referred to The Money Game by one of the people that loves what I do, or you're on my list and you've been following what I do for a long time. I had somebody call me the other day and said, you know, I've been reading your stuff for 4 years. And I went, whoa. That was an acknowledgement that was very sweet. So one of the things that I'm going to assume, and I don't like making assumptions, but that in some level or at some level, you're very concerned about either your kids learning about money or your students learning about money. For kids that are involved in your care, whether it's foster care or some other kind of a group activity where you've got a bunch of kids or teens or adults, because this program does work equally well for adults. And you're in charge of those kids, whether they're your own or you're in charge of them. And you're concerned about, and again, I apologize for my voice, it's just going to be this way, that you're concerned about their futures, and deservedly so, because as you all know, we don't get taught about money in school, and we certainly are not getting taught very much about money at home except for what we're learning. Which is the interesting part, is that we do learn about money at home. It's just not the stuff that we should be learning. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about, give you some history so that you understand how the money game came about. I think it'll give you a little bit of context because it's actually a really fun story. Back in 2002, I started my first camp, and it was called the Money Camp. And in the beginning, when I first started doing these money camps, and as just an aside, I did them because I realized at 35 years old, nobody taught me, and that's a little back history. But they were pretty boring camps. And, you know, I remember the parents were just thrilled with the first camp that we did back in 2002. And they said their kids, you know, learned a lot, but I really wasn't convinced they were going to remember what we thought we were going to, you know, teach them. But a ton has happened between 2002 and now, you know. Programs now are fun. Stacy can attest, she's seen them in action. They're just, the kids remember so much. But they, one of the reasons that they remember, not just because it's fun, is because they learn about money in themselves. But as I said, it wasn't always this way in the beginning. And, I got to tell you, I do remember the beginning. I remember the first camp. We had 39 kids in a very crowded room, a local Boys and Girls Club. And it was August, and it was hot and sticky, and there was no air conditioner. And there were 39 kids, like I said, but there should have been 20. In a size room that we had 39 kids, we would now probably put 20. And what I remember is that Larry Stein and I, Larry was the man that helped me start the very first camp, we talked, we listened. I mean, they listened. We drew things up on a blackboard because that's what they had. And I remember at the end of every day, we felt like school teachers and the kids felt like students. But, you know, we all just, for some reason, I called it a camp, and we were trying to really want this camp environment. But at that time, that very first year, we didn't know what we were doing. Everybody had a good time. Everybody learned. But it really wasn't what I wanted. And what I know now, I mean, what I know is what we're doing wrong, because we were doing all the major mistakes most people make when they try to teach people about money, right? And it really doesn't matter. I want to know, it really doesn't matter whether you're teaching kids or adults. The same mistakes happen, okay? And I'm going to get to the mistakes in a bit, but I want to finish telling you how we actually came about with the money game and how it happened, because it'll help you understand it better. So we did the first year. We did the second and third year, and that both those years we did four camps. You know, they were better. They were starting to be a little fun. We were starting to do some role-playing and some, started telling more jokes, and I remember I started gathering hats. So in some of my programs, I wear a lot of hats, figuratively and literally. They were starting to be a little painful, but they still weren't what I knew it could be. In my gut, I knew it could just be this wonderful, playful environment, and I loved what we were teaching, but I just really wasn't attached to how we were teaching it. So one of the things that I have learned as an adult, and I'm 52 now, and I've learned it a while back, is that when I don't understand something or I'm looking for a missing piece, I just ask what it is. So I remember really saying out loud, what am I missing? You know, how can I turn this thing that we're doing that I just love, and the content is very unique. Yes, it's basic stuff, but it's very unique. As anybody that's been through my program can attest, it's incredibly unique stuff. And I just kept saying, how can I turn it into what I kept phrasing, the most profoundly effective financial education program on the planet? You know, I love Donald Trump saying, if you're going to be thinking, you might as well think big, right? So if I can affect, I knew that the kids weren't learning about money anywhere, so if I could create something that worked here, why couldn't I create something that, you know, that learned everywhere? So, well, I kept asking that question, and if you guys have ever done that, and have had experience where the answer comes, right? Well, the answer came in a really, really funny way. It came in the form of a ticket, and I'd like to tell this story because it's pretty funny. It was a ticket to a program called the Millionaire Mind Evening. It was a three-hour program. I live in Santa Barbara. It was in Los Angeles, and it was in the evening. It was from 7 to 10, and what you probably don't know about me yet is that I don't drive well at night because I don't see well at night. And I don't like going out at night, and I certainly don't like Los Angeles, and I certainly don't like Los Angeles at night. So the program was at LAX, and something about this ticket and about the program was so compelling to me. It was like, I don't know, have you ever just felt like the universe was grabbing you by the scruff of the neck and forcing you to do something, right? So I told my husband at the time, I said, I have no idea, but I got to go to this thing. It's 3 hours. And he said, well, here, spend the night so they don't have to drive back late and tired. So I went down, got a hotel room, and I went to this program. And I remember what happened is I was sitting there, and a man named T. Harv Eker, so if any of you are following me, you know that I love his book, The Secret of the Millionaire Mind. It's profound. And I was sitting in the seat, and I was sitting on the edge because I love sitting on the edge. I'm left-handed, so I like sitting almost on the edge so I can write. And this man comes out, and he comes out on stage, and he starts asking lots of questions. He starts raising his hand and saying, how many of you like this, and how many of you want that, and give everybody a high five. And then he had us do little processes and all kinds of things. And I remember I had a steno pad that I was taking notes on that night, and I got home. And I had more notes on the sides of the margins of that steno pad about what he was doing and how he did it and the response from the crowd than I really did about what he said, because I was really pleasantly pleased. I was teaching some of the very, very same things in my camp already, the belief system stuff. And so I remember sitting there at the end of this program going, wow, I just got my answer. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what he's doing, really. I don't know why he's doing it, but I'm seeing the most profound effect of these people. And I remember coming home and remembering things that I hadn't written down, you know, to this day. I didn't have to write them down. Well, 2 weeks later, I had Larry and I were doing a grown-up camp. That, at that point, we just called Money Camp for grown-ups, you know. And it was really easy for me, and I'm very, very grateful, but really easy for me to integrate what I had seen. And keep in mind, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. No clue. I didn't really know how to do it, but I'm really good at mimicking something I see working. And I started doing what I learned later is called accelerated learning in this group for this weekend. And Larry and I just could not believe how much fun they were having. These were adults, keep in mind. Like 30 adults, and it was a Saturday-Sunday program. They had a ball. They learned a lot. It was just amazing, right? So I'm not sure who that ticket came from to this day, because they use kind of an affiliate ambassador system. I don't remember whether it came in the mail or somebody handed it to me or it was on a table somewhere. But what I do know is that the money game is a result in a roundabout way of that game. And wish I could figure out who gave me the ticket, because I'd love to call them up and say thank you so much, because we're all reaping the benefit of me going to that three-hour event. So going to that intensive that evening led me to taking literally over $30,000 and probably more of educational personal growth seminars over the next 5 years. And again, one of the most valuable things that I learned was this amazing teaching technique called accelerated learning. And if any of you have been through my programs or you talk to anybody that have, you know that the accelerated learning makes the learning easy. It makes what I call the learning stick. It makes it sticky. It sticks in your head. It's profound, you know. And what I do know is that it shifted the way I taught forever. I never went back to teaching the way I used to teach. And it's not about preaching, you know. It's really about this incredible way of having a conversation with an audience. So, like I said, I started using the techniques before I knew what they were called. And I was really, really lucky because I saw it done. I did it. It worked. And, you know, I realized that I had to know more. So, as I said, over the past 5 years, I figured out the other day, it was 19 or 20 different seminars. And those seminars range from a couple different train-the-trainers, probably four different train-the-trainers, to real estate courses, to one called Warrior Camp, which I'd be happy to tell you about. That was profound. And one of my favorites is called the World's Greatest Marketing Seminar. And if any of you ever want to go to a marketing seminar that would kick your butt, it's awesome. So what I realized is I was learning quickly, and I was learning easily. And I would learn more in those five-day seminars, because most of them are 5 days, than I remember learning in any like high school or college semester or even year. And it was incredible. And what I started doing was applying what I was learning in terms of the teaching techniques. And the teaching techniques also, just so that you're real clear, also have to do with how you create the education that you're sharing. So it's both in terms of building the program and how you deliver the program. So it's both of those things. So what I knew is that both the kids and the adults, when I was teaching them, I saw an immediate shift. We were now having fun teaching. They were having fun learning. And it's just, and the profound thing was, even if they did not understand or they didn't want to come to the camp in the first place, it wasn't too long before they realized they were learning, having a great time, and they were just happy to be there. So I know one thing. I had found the key to creating not just a great financial literacy program, but what I knew would be the best program anyone had ever seen and experienced. And that's when the Money Camp kind of morphed into Camp Millionaire, as some of you know. And it's also how the Money Game started evolving. Because I had this desire, and I wanted to make what we were teaching visceral. And what I mean by visceral is I wanted to make it something that you learn in your body, right? It's like you can't not learn it, because what I say is you're doing it, right? So I wanted to create an experience where the participants took what they learned home in their cells, because I knew if they could experience in their cells, that I knew that they would never, ever, ever forget it. The game literally gave birth to itself, and what I mean by that is we really didn't set out to create what we got, and which is a lot of fun, actually. We just kept asking that same question that I mentioned before, you know, how do we do this and how do we do that? But I just kept saying, okay, so if we've got assets and liabilities, how do we teach assets and liabilities in a way that's fun, engaging, and sticky? And if you hear the train in the background, I live right by a train station. So every time we asked that, we got this new piece of the game delivered to us on what my mother used to call a silver platter. And it just started evolving, and we started weaving things into this game that started happening. One day that we were talking about paychecks, I remember at least four or five years ago, they were talking about paychecks. And one of the kids asked, that's easy. So I quickly took a piece of paper, scratched it into 10 sections, said this was $1,000, and said, okay, so if you had $1,000 and you had to go make your pay your expenses, how would you do that? And they cut up the $100 and they would divide it up. And so that's kind of how the paycheck started. And then we realized that we needed to have expenses, so we designed the expense bags. So if some of you have seen the actual parts to the game, that's how the expense kings happen. And then what happened is we went, well, we need some way to keep track of what the kids are doing, right? And I thought, well, kids need to learn how to do a checkbook register. Can we make some kind of a deal, a register, an envelope or something for the kids to keep track of their money in? And that's how the register turned into an envelope. And so an instructor several years ago named Pamela, and she's since moved to New York, but she was fabulous. She learned the teaching techniques, and she was just great. Well, during her three stint with us, she added pieces, and all the creative people that came to the teacher training, oh, my goodness, they would add pieces, and it just slowly started to manifest into what it is today. And even now, I'm getting emails from people that said, oh, I added this part and that really worked well, or I did this and the kids loved that part, so I'm starting to put that on the Win the Money Game site as additions. You know, like, for instance, the kids, we have what's called a setup activity in the game where the kids are paired up and one's an employer and one's an employee. Well, we do that to explain paychecks and taxes and things before we actually get to the game runs of the game. Well, Anita, bless her heart, in New Zealand, so we actually have this all the way in New Zealand, knew that she wanted the kids to work before every single paycheck. And I went, oh, I hadn't even thought of having them work every single paycheck. So one of the things that I tell people in my teacher training when they come is that this is a collaborative effort. You know, this is not just my deal. The money game has happened because of lots and lots and lots of input. And the more input, the better it gets. And, you know, because I'm convinced one person can think of everything, so it's great. As far as the name goes, the money game, I think it's hilarious how it came to be, because we just started calling it the money game because people would say, well, what do you call this? I was like, I don't know, it's just show you how to win the money game, right? And then the principles became the rules to the money game. And then how do you win the money game? And so I thought it was kind of not a coincidence, I would say, that just a few months ago, we actually got the registered trademark for the money game. I couldn't believe that it was available. I couldn't believe we got it. So I figured something must be right for us to get the registered trademark to the money game. So we actually had to, so that you know, the reason we had to go with, win the money game as the domain is because the money game has been previously used for years by Dave Ramsey. If any of you are familiar with it, are any of you familiar with Dave Ramsey?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any experience in the program?
Listen to the radio show.
Okay. Yeah, he really knows a lot. I talk to people that have tried to use his kids' curriculum, though, and they say it's boring. But that's what we're going to get to, one of the things that's a mistake. So anyways, I was really happy with the name. And so that's where kind of I'm going to get to the point where I'm going to say this is where you come in. Because I wrote down some things about what it takes to make change, right? I mean, we all know if you're on this call, like I said, you know that there's something wrong with the way we're teaching kids. You know that we're not teaching them about money. You know that there's an ignorance about financial issues and what we call the language of money and assets and investing and all of this stuff. As far as I'm concerned, it's abuse. I don't know why we don't teach it, but we also don't teach the difference between boys and girls and relationships and a lot of other stuff that we need to be teaching. So I wrote down these things about what it takes to make change happen. First one was I wrote down, change happens when ordinary people choose to challenge the status quo by doing extraordinary things. And I've made a joke as of late that I'm either committed to this or need to be committed because it's been a really, really long, long journey of figuring out what would work and how to get a really profound program into the teacher's hands that they can actually use and then turn it into a parent's version, which we're working on too. You'd be happy to know that I am just starting on turning this into a board game. Many of you are, I'm sure. The second one is change happens when you make out-of-the-box tools to craft an excitedly different and grander impact on society. Well, I like to think that the money game is this out-of-the-box tool. Change happens when you ask people to think differently about a subject that most people don't understand, and that subject is money and investing. We make money and investing mean so much more than it actually is. One of the things that we talk about in our programs is money is just a tool to reach your dreams. No more, no less than that. It's just a thing. we make it mean different things, so much more. And so, again, change happens when you ask people to think differently about something that they don't understand. And the last thing I wrote about change was that change happens when we actually make the decision and do whatever we can to make the difference we know we're supposed to make. Regardless of whether you think you can, regardless of whether you think you don't have enough time or not enough money or enough energy, change only happens when you step up, when you decide, okay, all right, I'm going to do this, right? I don't care what it takes. I'm just going to do it. And that's what's happening with the people that are using the game. They've taken that, they've made that choice, they've taken that step, and they're teaching. The email I got back from Anita when she did her first program in New Zealand was, it was awesome. Now I have to figure out how I can teach everybody in my city. And by the way, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to interrupt and just say you have a question. I'm happy to take a break and listen to a voice instead of talking.
I do have a quick question, Elizabeth. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. So I'm going to take a sip and go ahead.
Okay. So I have been following you for very many years, and I bought probably, I don't even know how many years ago, a game from you, and it was, I guess it wasn't called the money game, but it was a board game to try and use with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious at how that's any different to this, because for my kids it didn't work. It was still just a board game, and it didn't work. And I'm looking for the secret formula as to how to help make it work. Would you know what the game? I mean, do you know what I'm
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, it was
about?
Probably
I bought
Robert,
it from your website.
It was probably Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow for Kids game.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, it's not a bad game, and we sort of referred people to it. We're an affiliate for them. And I've played that game many times with younger kids, and they have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just actually met with the Rich Dad people about a week and a half ago about the game. And they asked me, so why don't you just play the cash flow game? And I said, well, the kids game is boring and too many pieces, and I don't want to do that. It, you know, you can't teach a large group of people with a game like that. It just doesn't work, right? So,
okay.
So yeah,
okay.
So good question. That's what it was. And it's not a bad game. And it does teach some of the basics, but it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't teach it in a way where the kids really get it viscerally. Because
it's worse than Monopoly. You might as well play, kids.
You might as well play
Monopoly.
I'm totally with you. You might as well play Monopoly. It's much better thought out, and there's not as many pieces, and I agree.
So I would be really interested to hear. I mean, not that the other people know what that is, but what the difference is between that and your new game.
Tell you that the same principles that are taught in the Cash Flow for Kids game and the Cash Flow 101 game, which is the adult version, by the way, which I have tried to play several times, and it just bores me to tears. A lot of people really like it, but it really bores me. I've tried it with wine and without. and it's not a bad game. It's actually a really good game. It teaches people a lot of things. But, again, you're just sitting around a silly table, right? But the basics are the basics. The whole idea is to teach kids that in order to be financially free or financially secure, however you want to term it, you've got to have more passive income coming in from the investments that you make in assets. And we teach kids about the three pillars of wealth, and the three pillars of wealth are the three different asset classes that we focus on, building businesses, whether you're investing in them or building them yourself, buying and selling real estate, or just having your money in real estate in some way, and then the stock market, and preferably buying and selling stocks on your own and options and stuff like that, because we're really starting to shy away from mutual funds. I don't like them. I never liked them. We do teach the kids what they are, but in our camps. But I certainly don't suggest that that's where they need to start. Although, if you're not going to do anything, sometimes it's where you have to go. So, in answer to your question, we teach what's in that plus a whole heck of a lot more. Because during every round of the game, I mentioned the setup activity, and it is kind of challenging to understand it from my just telling it to you, which is why if you go to the winthemoneygame.com site and watch that little 4-minute video, you'll start to get a little sense of what's happening with the kids. And I'm going to start putting more and more videos up so that you guys can see a little bit more the pieces with the kids actually storming us for their paycheck. We turn the money on, they come grab their paycheck, and then they run around the room and they rip off pieces of their paycheck because it's $1,000 and it's in $10, $100 increments. And so they're running around and they're ripping $100 off and paying their expenses into these bags. And then they come back to their seats and they fill out their game register, which, like I said, looks remarkably like a checkbook register. Where all of the education comes from is in between every round, or attached to every round, is a lesson. Like one of the things that they really learn right off the bat is to pay themselves first. And then round four, what they learn is never take their account to zero because everybody has a car crash. Well, if there's a car crash and you don't have $100 to pay your deductible, so you see there's lots of words, lots of language that we're throwing in, right? So as they, going back to the deductible, if they bought during the first round, we have a bag that's the only bag in the expenses is called Tiddly Junk. Stacy will tell you that it used to be called Piddly Crap, and so we had to politically correctly change it to Piddly Junk. So it's now called Piddly Junk. But they can buy Piddly Junk if they want with their paycheck. The only problem is if they do that, they never have any money to pay themselves first with. So there's these little nuances that we've worked into every single round of the game. We've thought through every single step. Everything that we do has a reason. Like, we don't keep track on the board up front with the people that have, because we keep track of what everybody's doing for about four or five rounds while they're still all doing the same thing. We don't keep track of the amount. If you were a kid that bought Piddly Junk, we write it in there, but we cross it off and we tell the kids that we're not keeping track of that. They have to keep track of it. Well, they get this subtle feeling that, oh, I just did something that probably wasn't right. So there's all these really, really fabulous nuances and education and learning opportunities that are worked into every round of the game that you won't find anywhere else. I'm hoping that was kind of a long answer to your question. It's that because it's basic stuff and it's a whole lot more. And I'm going to get into kind of a little bit more about what it teaches. And it's endless what you can put in between the rounds, which is great. So are there any more questions before I go on? And that was a great question. Okay. I wanted to briefly talk about what the mistakes are. I mentioned them before. Why most financial education programs don't usually work. And the first thing is that it's all about preaching. It's mostly auditory. And part of the accelerated learning, which is also called active learning, and I'm going to send you guys all a little image called something called a cone of learning, which I just discovered. It's wonderful. It's everything I teach, but it's in this wonderful cone. But what you need to understand is that from what I've read, less than 11% of our population, human beings in general, learn auditorily, okay? In other words, we learn by hearing. And like, for instance, if think about this for yourself. If I were to tell you how to get to my little corner store and I started giving you directions, would you blank out? And would you have to close your eyes and draw a picture of it in your mind? If I went and said, go two blocks down the street from here and then make a left and go four blocks, and then when you get to that street, you need to make a right and go around that corner. Well, some people, less than 11%, will actually get that, and they'll remember it. But the rest of us, me included, we get lost. So if you would get lost with those directions, you're not an auditory learner. And yet the majority of our education system still teaches auditorily. We're starting to get more of the other two, which I'll mention in a second, but most of it's auditory. So, again, what makes one of the biggest mistakes is it's all preaching. And just so that you know, the other two main learning modalities are visual and kinesthetic. Visual, obviously, you learn it by seeing it. And one of the things to remember is that we don't do words and writing naturally. It's not anything that comes with being human. It's all man-made. We just made it up. We see pictures. Like if I were to ask you, and I'm going to ask you right now, picture an apple. What did you see? Go ahead and tell me. What did you see?
An apple.
You saw an apple, right? Did you see the word A-A-A-P-P-L-E?
No.
No, you didn't.
No.
Nope. Exactly.
I saw the picture of the apple.
You saw a picture of the apple. So that's why it's so important that what you're trying to teach be in picture form. And the whole idea, so that's visual. And kinesthetic just means movement and emotion, what kinesthetic is. If I asked you to remember the last time if I asked you to remember the last time you were truly, really, really happy in your body and you just felt great about it, you could probably tell me when that was. You could probably tell me what music was on. You could probably tell me where you were in your world, whether you're in the car, at home, or at a park, or you could probably tell me those things, because we have these incredible memories that happen in our body that we learn. I took golf lessons many years ago from this lady that understood kinesthetic, and she understood that I was kinesthetic very, very quickly. And so she would stand behind me, and she would take the golf club, and she would put it where she wanted it. And she would move my body. She'd put her hands on my hip, and she would move my body in the way that it needed to be able to move in order to hit the shot the way that she wanted me to hit it. And I learned very, very quickly. I became a very good golfer very fast because of the way she was teaching me. Well, money is the same way. This whole preaching thing and trying to tell somebody, you know, and you guys know, I mean, nobody can tell you anything, right? We're just, human beings are bad that way. Preaching doesn't work. So that's the first thing, is that it's the first mistake.
I'm on a conference call, and I go downstairs.
Absolutely. So the next thing is that it's not fun. Most financial education programs are just like math. They're just like anything else that aren't fun. I mean, I've seen some great math teachers that make math fun, but they're not fun, right? They're not checking in first to make sure that it's relevant to the kids or the teens or the adults. And remember, I said this program is profoundly effective for adults. So you got to give people a big enough why, right, to learn it. And you can do that with kids. You go into the world.
I'll talk back like this.
So, is that a question? Or?
No, it wasn't.
Who's ever talking to the kids needs to be mindful.
Interference.
Please. And go ahead and mute yourself out. You can mute yourself out by hitting 4#. So if you need to talk to somebody or whatever.
Ouch.
Anyway, teach information. This is one of the other mistakes, is they try to teach information that's too advanced or too complicated. And what I've found is that if you can teach kids the basics, if you can teach them the why, and so that they understand why save, why invest in assets, why only borrow money when it makes you money, you know, why these different things, then the how to do it seems to come naturally. And if you, as an adult, will think about the last time you got really interested in something, you got really interested in it because somebody told you something or you read something and you realized that there was a big why that you wanted to learn.
Up off the floor.
So once you had the why, what happened is that the how happened naturally. You went and bought books, or you went and took a class, or you went and you looked it up on the web. So I always say, once you can instill the why in the kids or teens or adults, then the how, yes, it's great, we do teach a lot of hows, but we teach way more whys than hows. The next mistake is they teach information, they're using a PowerPoint, and I won't blame you if you're a PowerPoint user, but most people use PowerPoints the wrong way. They use them as a crutch. Versus just to illustrate a quick point or whatever, and because they don't have the teaching skills to actually teach with the accelerated. So we don't allow any PowerPoints in our programs. The only time that our instructors are allowed to use PowerPoints is if they're making a presentation to a school or something about getting the program in there. But we never teach with PowerPoint. PowerPoint's one of the worst ways you can possibly teach, and yet it's used everywhere, which is really a shame. And just so that you know, one of the reasons that PowerPoint doesn't work is, remember I talked about visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. That's actually, those are the three modalities. So it's called VAC, right? So one of the reasons that the PowerPoint doesn't work is if you've got a visual learner, the visual learner doesn't know whether to pay attention to you or pay attention to the PowerPoint. And it's very frustrating for a visual, truly visual learner, because they're going back and forth, and if you say something that's not quite on the PowerPoint, and then they're trying to write it down, and they get lost, and that's the other part about the PowerPoint. People think they have to write everything down, so if you're writing things down, there's no way you can stay up with what's going on.
In the basement, I'll cut the TV off and come up and sit down.
Okay, is that? I'm not sure who's talking to their kids, but we're hearing the whole thing. So, next mistake: they don't use enough questions to find out what they already know first. I have found in all my camps, 10 and up, that so often there's a kid in the class that has some experience or has some knowledge of what you think you're about to teach them, And it's so much fun to actually elicit the information out of the kid first. And that's a teaching technique called ask, don't tell. And we use that a lot in our programs. We ask a lot of questions. One of the biggest things that helps learning and one of the biggest mistakes is that they don't use music. Again, if you think back about the times when you've learned the most, there's probably been music in the background, or you use music to enhance your mood or change your mood. And we have found that in all of our programs, we use music all the time, and it really helps the kids remember and helps them stay calm or helps to get them excited or whatever. I already talked a little bit about no movement. I love the saying, you can write this down if you're taking notes, physical is memorable. Again, if you can get it into your body, if you can make it visceral, it's so critical to make it that way, but you'll remember it. And the last thing, the last biggest mistake, is there's no practice. You know, imagine if you went, it's kind of like swimming. Imagine if your parents said, okay, so you're going to go learn swimming lessons or learn how to swim, and you went and you sat in the class and the instructor showed you a video, right, of how the strokes were and showed you the pool and showed you how to do breathing and maybe even had you breathing out in the, you know, the air that you could. Maybe even took you through some strokes in the air or whatever and then went home and said, okay, you're good, right? Do you think for a moment your kids would learn how to swim? No, they wouldn't, because there's no practice. There's no repetition. I love the saying, repetition is the mother of skill. With the money game, you can play as many rounds as you want with the kids. You can play the least you need to be able to play is 6 or 7. It doesn't make it so that every kid can win, but it gives them a first taste of getting passive income. So that's the minimum, is 6 or 7 rounds. But we've played 18, 19, 20 rounds before our camps. The kids are having a ball. They're buying assets. They're loving it. They're sharing stuff. It is just amazing what happens. And so every single time we do this, we add the money jars. They get to practice. They constantly are filling out this game register because they never stop doing that. And so, it's repetition, repetition, repetition. And I just met with the Santa Barbara head of curriculum, who's a really nice lady, Cynthia. And she said, so if we could put the money game in what grade, what would it be? And I looked at her and I said, you know, I understand your question and I understand it from the context of all of the standards and the restrictions. But if you only taught math 1 year, would the kids remember it? If you only taught writing 1 year, would the kids remember it? They don't. So why is it that we think that we can do financial education in 1 year for 9 weeks and the kids will remember it? And so I looked at her and I said, if I only get one shot at the kids, I want seniors. You know, yeah, I would love to have them in their 5th grade. I'd love to have them in 7th grade. I'd love to have them in 9th grade, and I'd love to have them as seniors. But if you're only going to give me one shot at them, at least give me a shot at them right before they go out to practice, right? So, again, a huge mistake is we're preaching all these things about you've got to save, you've got to invest, blah, blah, blah. There's no follow-through. There's no practice. There's no fun. There's no visceral. There's no anything. And that's why all the rest of the programs that don't use these fail miserably. So now that you know the most common mistakes, you probably can imagine the secrets to building a program like ours that is successful. It does engage the students, you know, and the kids, we know that they remember the things, they remember the information long after they've learned it because we see them. We remember, we hear from parents, right? I had a gal come into my house about 2 weeks ago to pick up something that a friend had dropped off for her, because a lot of them stay in touch. And this was a young gal, 21 or 22, who took my woman's program. Again, we teach with the money game. Just because it's an adult doesn't mean that they know it. And there was somebody in the house, and they said, well, how do you know her? And she said, well, I took Elizabeth's Creative Wealth for Women. She says, how was it? And the young girl, her name is Mary, she says, it changed my life. I'll never forget it. It was like, you know, those wonderful little teary goosebumps, I always call them. That was so nice. I'm not sure whether how many of you saw the blog I wrote a few weeks ago, but I listed 6 requirements of what I call a spectacular financial program, financial literacy program. And I just wanted to go over them really quickly. So in a nutshell, it's the first thing you've got to do is set what's called a context, right? You've got to set a context. And what a context is as opposed to the content is if you have a glass full of water, the glass is the context. And the water is the content. In other words, when kids walk into our programs, like our full Camp Millionaire programs, there's stuff all over the floor that they get to decorate with. There's colors. There's music going on in the background. We have streamers sometimes. We have snacks. We have them quickly get together and make name tags. We throw them into an activity called an icebreaker. There's all these different things that we do them to set the context. So another one, you've got to have a program that sets some kind of a really fun context, and they know that it's not going to be school, right? Because money is already serious enough as it is. I really want it to be a game because there's rules, and if you learn the rules, you can win the game. The second requirement is that it's got to teach about investing in assets and how you get passive income. So much financial education doesn't cover that stuff at all. There's just, like, hardly any mention. They talk about saving. They talk about maybe donating. They talk about maybe having a savings account, maybe how to balance a checkbook, hopefully how to budget, even though budgets rarely work. But here's the thing. They don't talk about investing in assets and creating passive income. And I think that's a serious disservice. So that's the second requirement. The third requirement, and this is my thing, so please know that this is my thing. They focus on getting a job. What are you going to do to get a job? What are you going to do to earn a living, to get a paycheck? You know, there's not enough taught on creating a job, creating your own business, being the CEO of your own life, as we tell them. I don't have any problems with getting a job. And Robert Kiyosaki, by the way, if you guys have not seen his Shooting the Sacred Cows of Money videos online, please, please do so. I sent out an email the other day. Just type in Shooting the Sacred Cows of Money, and he'll come up. Take the time to watch those. It'll blow your mind, and it actually may put you on the defensive depending on where you are, but just be open to the new ideas. It's amazing. The fourth requirement is that it's got to be full of movement and emotion. We already talked about that. Five, the content needs to be more than, as I said, the content needs to be more than budgeting, more than writing a check. It's got to be how to save, how to manage your money, how to invest, or definitely why to invest. Just all the things that our program touches that a lot of them don't touch at all. We teach the kids how to shake hands. We teach them how to about judgments. We teach them the belief systems, rich people, poor people, and all those different things, just some amazingly different things. And I always say the bonus is that it has to use accelerated learning or active learning techniques. And there's all kinds of them. We teach in the Money Game. I actually give you five, explain five of them. And I'm in the process of doing short videos so that you guys will actually be able to watch the videos and see what it is I'm doing. I've got plenty of footage. I'm just trying to get those done for you guys. So, you know, I like to say that the Money Camp just doesn't meet those requirements. It exceeds right? One of the things that we like to say is people say, well, you know, can you describe the game? And I think back of all the times that people said, build a board game, build a board game, build a board game. And I kept going, I don't want to build a board game. I don't want to build a board game, you know? So many years ago, before this started happening, before I even asked the why, or, you know, how am I going to do this? I remember saying to Larry, who died several years ago, by the way, he was real sick, but he did help me launch this. I remember saying to him, Larry, I want to create a game where the kids are the pieces. He says, what do you mean? I said, I don't know, but I need to create a game where the kids are the pieces. I don't want a board game. So even though I'm working on coming up with a board version of this that will still involve the physical part, the kids are still going to be up and around on building the board game so that the board actually becomes the teacher rather than, you know, it's not just the board. So that'll be a lot of fun. But that's, we like to say that, you know, in our games, the kids or the adults or the participants or players or however you want to put it, the players are the pieces and the lessons last a lifetime because they get the lessons in their bodies. And I know some of you are probably wondering, okay, so what do they learn? I'm just going to list some things that they learn. They obviously have to learn pay yourself first, and they learn pay yourself first. It's one of the first lessons that they learn, pay themselves first. And when you do this program for the adults, oh, my goodness, it is profoundly effective. I cannot tell you the number of adults that have come up to me after playing the game in our programs, and they say, why didn't anybody teach us pay yourself first? I didn't get it, you know. Another principle, we've got 26 that we teach, but the game teaches it is 10 of them, and over the course of the membership site, you'll get a lot more. But the other one is that I love is put your money to work for you. Only borrow money when it's going to make you money. Can't afford it in cash. You can't afford it at all. I mean, we've got all these little catchphrases. We teach the kids in principles. They learn that. Like you mentioned, they learn how to shake hands. They learn how to keep agreement. This isn't our camp. Some of this is in the game, but not all of it. They learn how to think about money and abundance and wealth in different ways, right? And they learn how and why to create passive income streams so that they can eventually become financially free. And our deal is we want them to know that they can get to a place where they can work because they want to and not because they have to. I know so many adults, and I talked to like three of them today, they're just so tired of working for a paycheck. And when I talk to them about investing, and they get one of the – I'm going to tell you why it's more profound for adults than kids. Imagine this. You're a kid, and you learn something for the very, very first time. You go, cool, love it, right? But if you're 30 or 40 years old, and you never learn that pay yourself first is what you need to do, and you never learn to gradually or quickly put your money in assets that can bring you a return. When you finally learn this information, you get pissed off. This is the response I get from adults. And again, when it's emotional, you remember it. Okay? So this is why it's even more profoundly effective with adults, even though we do dub it as a kids' game. It is amazingly profound. If you're working with adults in situations where they don't have the basics, the game is incredibly fun. And one of my favorite things that we teach in our programs is because one of the mandatory expenses that the kids have to pay every time they get a paycheck is a donation, they learn that giving back and doing good in the world is just as important as doing anything else. And that helps them develop what we call an abundance mentality, because if you're free to give and you know that it's worked into your system and you're still living fine, you learn that there's enough, and quite frankly, there is enough. But our kids are growing up just like the adults grow up, and they think there's not enough. So those are some of the basic things that they learn. It's like just touching on it barely, and remember, with every single round that they play, they're learning more and more and more. I wanted to give you just a little bit about what comes with the game, because it's getting to be about 10 till. The game comes in two different ways. So if you're creative and you like doing things with your students, or you've got several kids at home or whatever, and you like to do projects and stuff, you can put it. And it's really a lot of fun because you can create the pieces yourself. So you can print things at a printer. You can go grab the bags at some kind of a gift store or whatever, and you can create the pieces yourself. Or you can buy it, and it comes in a box. We ship it to you. It's got all the pieces, right? So it's a little bit less expensive. If you save $100 if you're going to do it yourself. But I will say that we sell a little bit of both. So some people really want to save the money. Just the teachers that are on a limited budget, and they do have supplies at school, so that's great. But we're having a goodly amount of people just call and order that, and they're like, they'll send it to me in a box, right? every step that you need is in an easy-to-read manual, and please know that the actual dialogue is actually in the manual, so you don't have to make anything up. It's like a script, and once you learn it and do it two or three times, you got it down. My trainers get it really, really quickly when they come to the Camp Millionaire coaching, the trainer, they learn it really quickly. Online, you have immediate access to instructional videos, so even if you buy the ready-to-play package and it's going to come to you in a box, you still have access to everything immediately online, so you can start watching the same videos that you're going to get in a DVD. It's our silly attempt at showing you how to play. Only I say silly attempt because they're as professional as they're going to be right now. I just knew I needed to get something, and so we filmed a whole day and put some kids in a room, and there's some really funny kids in that video. But from what I understand, it's showing people how to play it, and that's what we really wanted. So, and then again, it comes with all the pieces and parts that you need, whether you create it at home or whether you're going to have it in a box. I can go over a lot of different things. I can go over some of the features. I can talk about some different kinds of things. But you just need to know that it's experiential. So we have had, if you have a kid or work with students that are labeled with disabilities, learning disabled, whether they're dyslexic or anything like that, we've not had any trouble. We have parents that, you know, that call and say, well, my child is this or that and the other. And I always tell Jan in the office, if you haven't met Jan, I invite you to call and have a chat with her. She's just a lovely woman. That I always tell her, please don't tell me what kids have problems because I don't want to know. And the reason I don't want to know is because this, the way we teach in these groups with the accelerated really sort of levels the playing field. We had a girl that we were told was seriously dyslexic and that she wouldn't be able to do the envelope or anything. I didn't know which girl it was until like the third day because she wasn't having any problems. She was standing up in front of the group. She was reading things off the wall. Keep in mind, we do use huge flip charts, so there's stuff on the flip charts. And so she was reading these flip charts, and she was participating, and she was doing a register. And other than the third day, somebody pointed out how's she doing? She's the girl that's seriously dyslexic. And I said, no, kidding. And I called the mother, and I said, oh, no, actually Jan did. Jan called the mother and said, I don't know who told you she's dyslexic, but she's having a great time. So if you have kids that are labeled with learning disabled, they'll do really, really well with this game. We've been using it since 2004, 2005. It's been great, and like I said, it's been developing ever since then. We do include the 5 accelerated teaching techniques, but there's a lot more, and you will have access to those videos within a month or two. One of the neat things about the game is that it's what I call very modular and very variable. Like, I've done six rounds in 3 hours at a family reunion about 3 years ago that worked great, but we also do it all the way through our summer camps that are 5 days, and we'll do 15 to 16, 17 rounds. So there's a lot of different ways that you can teach it. You can teach it 1 hour a day for 10 days or 12 days. You'd get a lot of rounds in. I've got a local gal who's teaching it in her high school to, I think, the sophomores and juniors. Her name is Lola. Fabulous job. And she does it every Friday, so for 9 weeks. You can do it after school. You can do it in a homeschool environment. It's just so malleable, I think, is one of the things that I like. You can teach it in traditional school settings if you can get it in. More and more schools are mandating that some financial literacy is done, and I always say I wish we could taught math through money instead of the other way around, right? Great homeschool programs, day camps, after-school programs. We've got a couple of people that are doing it in their church group, and not just for the youth. I got this one guy emailed me a few weeks ago, and he said the kids had so much fun, the parents now want their own game day. So a couple of weeks ago, he actually did a game day for the parents, and I thought that was lovely because he had 4 of the parents with him. Cracked me up. Homeless shelters with families. Imagine taking the homeless families through the game so that they got it, right? And definitely the foster care. From what I understand, the foster care just really needs this kind of thing because the kids do what is called aging out, I guess is what it's called, if you're familiar with that. And they literally are just kind of dropped onto the street, and they fail. So many of them fail, and I think it's really, really, really a disservice that we are not teaching this in every single year, every single class, and why we don't make this mandatory in schools. I'm sure most of you guys are like shaking your heads, too. We just don't get it, right? But that's really all I'm going to go through. I'm hoping you have some questions that I can do my best to answer. And then I do have a little offer coupon thing for you guys tonight that says a thank you for being on the call. And, again, I apologize for my voice. not how I wanted to wake up this morning, but I didn't want to cancel and was excited about doing it. So you guys stuck with me for almost an hour. What kind of questions do you have?
Elizabeth, I'd like to ask about the train-the-trainer programs, whether you offer that only in one location, only several times a year. How does that work?
Well, great question. What's your name?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Right now we're only doing the 5-day train-the-trainers in Santa Barbara, and the reason being is because they're not only labor-intensive, but they're supply-intensive. We did try a few years ago to do, we did two or three on the East Coast and one in Chicago. It was so hard to take all of our materials and ship the binders. And, I mean, there's two or three, well, we've almost got it down to two big suitcases of supplies and paraphernalia that we teach with, that we just looked at each other and went, oh, my God, this is hard. So that's, and the answer to that question is the five-day train the trainer we're just going to do in Santa Barbara here. And it's a beautiful place to visit, by the way. And when you buy the money game, you can actually get 50% off the train the trainer fee. So just keep that in mind. Now, that being said, we are going to create, and we tried to do it a couple weeks ago or maybe this last weekend, but we ended up canceling it because we realized it was too soon. We have already got designed a one-day money game training, and what we need is more people to actually have purchased the game and want the training. And once we get the marketing out there over the next 4, 5, 6 months and get so people really, you know, people are promoting it and they're doing their games and they're, you know, we're doing having more and more stuff on the Internet, we will be able to bring that to the East Coast. And to anywhere, and that'll be a lot easier. And one of the things that I want to encourage people to do is, let's say you're a teacher, or not, but let's say you're a teacher and you have access to 10 or 12 people that really want to learn how to do this. Then what I want you to do is call me and say, I'm in such and such a city. Would you be willing to do this? I can put 10 people in the room, right? And if you could put 10 people in the room, and we'll figure out what to charge. And it's a good thing for our business, and, you know, I get the game out there, then that's when I can start to travel with the training, with the one-day training, because we've figured out how to do the teaching techniques and the six rounds of the game, which are really all you need to continue in a one long day, like a 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. sort of thing. And even though that sounds long, our train the trainer three nights goes to 9 p.m., and nobody notices. It gets to be day 5 at 6, and everybody looks at me and says, we have to go home? Wait, you're having so much fun. So don't freak out at the 9 to 8 or 9 to 9, because it's a full day of activities and learning and just playing, and everybody just has a grand old time. So just stay tuned with what's going on, and I'm hoping April or May will be our first one-day training. And we'll probably test it here and then either summer or fall bring it to the East Coast. But again, if you're in a situation where you can get 10, 12, 15 people in a room, teachers from your area that all want it, like if you have access to a school district or something like that that wants to put it in, I'll actually come and travel and do it there. So I hope that answers your question.
Fine, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I appreciate it. So any more questions out there? There's yapping a lot there. So lack of questions either means I covered everything or everybody's tired.
Elizabeth?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know where you can buy the game. How do you get it?
Oh, good question. The easiest way to do it is to go to the website, which is winthemoneygame.com. And you're going to put a / winning, W-I-N-N-I-N-G, .php. Most people put an HTML, but ours is, we use PHP pages. So it's winthemoneygame.com / winning.php. And
thank
here's
you.
The thank you offer, now that you said that, is if you order it between now and October 31st, which is Halloween, I'm giving you guys a coupon for $50 off. And that's either version, whether it's a PDF, the downloadable, or the ready-to-do. So what you need to know is there's a place I'll give you a little bit more information, but there's a place on the actual shopping cart where it'll ask down below on the left-hand side, I believe, for a coupon code. The coupon code that you need is the letter T for the letter M for money, the letter G for game, and the number 50. So TMG50. If you use that code between now and Halloween, it'll give you $50 off either version. So that sales page, the best thing to do, there's a lot on that sales page, and there's some of that sales page that I pulled to do for this call, but not a ton of it. So my suggestion is, if you don't like to sit and read what I call great big long sales pages, and they're important because they just have everything on them, but I just recently put a button right at the top on the left-hand side above the header, not the header, but above the headline. You can't miss it. It says download and print and read offline. That sales page is actually turned into a PDF for you with an order form on the bottom if you want to fax in an order. But if you just go and scroll all the way down on that sales page that I gave you, I will send you the link and the coupon code as well, just in case you didn't write it down. What you can do is you can purchase it right there online. You can purchase the PDF or the ready to play version. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Was the TMG capitals or?
It doesn't really matter. Our system doesn't matter.
And how much is the game?
Good question. The PDF version is $99. And the ready-to-play version is $199. So either way, you get $50. You will have, when you go to purchase the game, after you purchase it, you're going to be given another option. I wanted to share with you, take 1 minute and tell you what that option is. What we're doing is we've created a membership site with this game. The game, as you purchase it, is perfectly great. Standalone, just the way it is, it works fabulous. However, we built in a system called the Major League Players Program. And what that is for $15 a month, you become a member of this Major League program, and every month you get a new activity to play within the game context. So you get a couple of them free already, just so that you can see how they look. The new activities will have a video if it needs to have a video. It'll be templated so you know what you need, how you teach it, all of that, if there's extra pages out of the playbook. So this is the secret that you need to know. Over time, if you opt to do the Major League Players Program, you're going to get every single activity that we do in our Camp Millionaire program without having to license it. Most people, if they want to teach Camp Millionaire, like Stacy. Stacy, are you still on the call?
I am.
Okay, good girl. So Stacy pays a licensing fee. Right? She pays for it so she can actually go out and do one-day Camp Millionaires, five-day Camp Millionaires. So basically what she does is she pays a licensing fee for the branding for the Camp Millionaire. There's no branding licensing fee for the money game. So essentially what we're doing is we're feeding people that opt in for that monthly membership fee. You're going to get every single over a period of the next several years because there's, as Stacy will tell you, there's tons of activities. And I'm feeding them to you in the best order that I can imagine them being fed to you. This on the fourth month, you get the budget activity, which is profoundly so much fun. The kids love it. And I think the kids learn more from that than anything else. They always say, oh, we had no idea how spoiled we were. But essentially, you're going to get every single activity from the Camp Millionaire spoon-fed to you on a monthly basis. And so that option will come up to you after you buy the game, so now you'll know what it is, okay? I am going to offer you also one more little a little tease thing. If any of you order the game by midnight tonight, I'm actually going to throw in a PDF version of my book, The Ultimate Allowance Book, which Stacy will tell you is great, and 3 months of the Major League Players Club for free. So that's over $70 of stuff just for acting tonight and deciding you want to do it, and going for it. You still get the $50 off, and I'm throwing in the $70 if you want to, like, go do it tonight, right? But other than that, you just still get the $50 off if you do it by the 31st. I want you to know I'm always available for questions. Stacy knows that she can email me, and I email her back usually instantaneously. I'm not always sitting in front of the computer, but I am a lot, and I had a crack-up the other day. A lady called, and she had some questions about the game, and I called her back, and she said, it's you. And I said, well, who did you expect? And she said, well, I figured it would be like one of your 10 staff. And I said, honey, there's me and somebody that works part-time. I'm just the girl with the game. She goes, oh, I can't believe it's you. Like, you know, I tell people, don't put me on a pedestal. I'm just the gal with the game, right? So you call and want to talk to me, I'll talk to you. I love what I do. I love what we've created. I'm seeing the impact. I'm getting nothing but positive, fabulous feedback from the game, and it's working so beautiful because people are learning how to do it. The videos make it easy. The manual makes it easy. It's not as complex as the Camp Mariner because we've separated it out. And I'm just so excited. We've got people taking it to Malaysia. We've got this lady in Singapore, New Zealand. It's Canada. It's going to be all over the world, hopefully, in lots of different languages before we're done with this. And I really do want all of us to change the world with it because I think if we can, and I don't say this lightly, I really think that if we can instill in kids two things. The first is how money works. Obviously, just the basic how money works. And second, that they can have the money that they want to live the life that they want and to help the people that they want. And those are two different things because if you teach a child about money that doesn't think he'll ever have any, then you haven't done that second part. So it's all about teaching and empowering, and those two things have to go together. And by playing the money game to a point where every kid wins, and by that I mean they all have more passive income coming in than they have expenses going out. It's Robert Kiyosaki's definition. I love it, and that's why I buy it. Then we can change the world because money does make the world go around, and money controls how happy people are in so very many ways. Because, you know, when you feel good about your money situation, for some reason you just feel good about yourself. And it doesn't even have to be that you feel better than somebody or worse than somebody. It's just that's not what it's about. It's just that you feel secure. And when you feel secure, you can just relax and be who you are and enjoy your life and take care of your kids and take care of other people's kids and go visit this old lady that I'm visiting all the time because I can literally leave my house anytime I want because I don't have a job. Anyway, so, you know, that's why I kind of want you to act, and I want you to know that you can call, you can answer, you can ask questions, I'll answer them, send me emails, whatever you need to do and however I need to help. I'm serious, I'm phone anywhere, I'm right here.
Elizabeth, how do we get a copy of this call?
Oh, I'm going to, even with my weird voice, tomorrow I will edit it really quickly just to cut the end and the front, and I'll actually upload it and send everybody a link to it that can be forwarded.
Thank you. And how do you get the CDs that you're talking about, or the little videos?
They're right on the website. What will happen is when you make a purchase, it automatically throws you into the membership site. It will send you your login information. You go to winthemoneygame.com. On the right-hand side, you will log in, and you'll have access to all the videos right there.
Okay, thank you.
Very cool. I had a really, really fun little web guy that helped me from the Philippines put the site together. And every day I add stuff to it. I'm having so much fun adding to it. I finally feel like I found the thing that works is the game. The camp's wonderful, but it's too long. It's too hard to learn. And with the game, like I said, it's shifting. So we're really feeding all the Camp Millionaire stuff into the game instead of using the game and the Camp Millionaire. This shift in how we're looking at it has been brilliant. And I'm so grateful. Every night I go to bed and go, oh, so glad we figured this out. And for those of you that, I mean, if anybody's going to order it tonight and wants the free stuff I'm mentioning, I'll just send that to you guys manually. So if nobody else has any questions, Stacey, did you want to kind of say something about the game if you're still on? Because you've played it, you've watched it in action. And
yeah, I've actually conducted it a few times. And every time I do it, of course, I get more comfortable with it. Just know that if you do it the first time through it, there is going to be some bumps in the road trying to figure it all out, and the guides help tremendously. But until you actually run through something and get comfortable with it, it does take a little while. But I will tell you that the kids, I haven't done it with adults yet, but with the kids, they absolutely loved it. They could not wait to play another round of the game. They would beg for another round after we finished the round. And once the connection was made that they need the passive income and they got it, they really didn't want to stop playing. And at the end, when we ran out of camp time and some of them still weren't financially free, they were quite upset, you know, oh, I only needed one more round or two more rounds and I would have been there. And so it really did hit home with them. And the other thing I wanted to address is the speaker at the beginning, or the lady that asked the question about the games and making them stick, and with the board game it wasn't sticking. This definitely sticks because they are physically involved in it. They're actually having to write and do things. But what I would say to that, too, is you also have to, whether you're a parent or a teacher, a community activist, whatever you do, you need to also tell them and show them how it relates to real life. So, for instance, if you're a parent and you're talking to them about real estate, then next time you're out and you drive by the mall, ask them, you know, what opportunities are there in the mall in real estate and not just a place to go shop? So taking the things that they're learning from the game and making them truly relevant and explaining the difference between piddly crap and things that you've saved for that you truly want, and, you know, that will come up. You know, well, what if I want that? Does it mean it's a want and not a need, so is it piddly crap? Excuse me, I think it's piddly junk now. I'm sorry. I
told you she knew it.
Yeah. But those are the things that make it more relevant to them. And I even had a parent after one camp, the next week his son was in another camp, and I happened to see him in the hallway, and he said, I said, well, how's it going after camp? And he said, great. He said, you know, so-and-so wanted to do something. And I said, well, is that what you would have done in Camp Millionaire with your money, you know, playing the game and whatnot? And he goes, oh, daggone it, you're right. And so his dad called him out, and that wasn't anything because the dad was in the camp. He had just heard the son talk about it. So just by the kids coming home and talking about it, it really benefited the parent to be able to reinforce that lesson in their daily lives.
Thank you, Stacey. I really appreciate that feedback. And I get that same feedback from everybody that plays the game. I had, and I'm going to leave you with one little story. And like I said, if you guys have more questions, just think about them later. Please just send them my way. This summer we did a two-day camp. We've been doing two-day camps after our five-day teacher trainings now because it really helps people lock in what they learned and see the kids playing and everything. And Jan, who I mentioned, who's my right-hand office woman, and she has a son named Logan, and Logan has little problems learning. He's smart as a whip, but again, his learning modalities are completely different than what he's being taught, so he struggles sometimes. Well, of course, he and his the stepsister put up a fight, and they didn't want to go to camp, and Jan said, you're going. I'm sorry. You're just going. Well, at the end of the first day, and I'm not even exaggerating, the kids had to come to my house, which is only two blocks from where we do the training camp, which happens to be right at the beach. The kids like that. Jan and her husband were going to be about a half an hour, so she said, you know, can you take Logan and Malia? And I said, sure. So we brought down, and they were here a little earlier, so they popped in the truck to go, and one of the other dads from one of the other boys that was there came to pick them up, and Logan looked at me, and out of the door, he rolled down his door and or down his window, and he looked at me, and he smiled with this incredible look on his face, and he said, thank you. That was amazing. And I went in, and I called Jan, and I said, oh, my God, you're not going to imagine, even guess what Logan said. And what happened when he got home that night was he went to Jan and said, why can't everybody teach like Elizabeth teaches? So it wasn't about me. It was about the accelerated learning. And that's why the skills that I will teach you over a period of time here are going to make you better teachers, better parents, everything in terms of teaching your kids things, because they just learn so much better, you guys. It just touched me. It was like he was my poster child, you know. Anyway, I appreciate you guys all being on the call. I appreciate you putting up with my voice. I will post the call tomorrow, so please pass it around. When you buy the game, you immediately become what's called an affiliate, so you can promote it and get a financial thank you reward from that too. That's how we get things passed around the internet. There's nothing wrong with making some money doing good, and this game does good, and I'm happy to have everybody make some money doing it. So on that, I will say good night. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening. For those of you on the East Coast, you're probably ready for bed. And I will talk to you again soon, I hope. So, everybody, thank you so much for being on the call.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Get better.
Thanks. Oh, I will.